also, let's just put a little context for viewers who probably aren't following what's been happening with Cop City, a nearly $200 million investment in what's called a law enforcement training center. You know, it's something that it will train future cops, one hopes, in lawful ways. It also trains citizens, emergency managers, and others. It's been under protest. It's called Cop City. It's been dubbed Cop City, and it's been under protest for a very long while. This last week, there was an altercation. The details are unknown, but one of the protesters of Cop City was killed in flight and was also armed. That's going to be investigated. So tensions were high in any event. To me, this is clearly violence. I understand David's point in the sense of course, there's a qualitative difference between shooting people or dragging people and violence against buildings. But people live in those buildings. People have their homes in those buildings. I think I lost you for a second. People have their homes in their buildings. There are businesses in their buildings. We don't know how this unfolds. And so the elevation of it clearly had to be stopped relatively quickly by the police, which happened. And I think it is telling that most of these people are not from Atlanta, not even from Georgia. These organizations, those who want to disrupt peaceful protest, often come in to interrupt. So it looks like it's under control now. But the distinction between going after cop cars or buildings really is not a distinction that is knowable in real time. You simply don't know how this will escalate, and that is why the police have to deal with it as if it were as if it's just violence. I mean, that's what it is.